Amen. Amen. Mr. Brother Ray. Let me say, it's a real joy to be here this morning and good to see all of you. And your pastor sent me a text message early this morning. I think he's concerned that maybe I didn't set my clock forward. And that's his way of finding out to see if I respond. But he did say to tell you hello. So can we hear a hello? Great to be with you. It's always a privilege for Shirley and I to get to come to Marvinsville Free Will Baptist Church. And great to see all of you and enjoyed the good Sunday school lesson this morning, brother, and our time together. Enjoyed the good singing this morning. Did you notice what the theme of the songs are about? It's the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm going to say, oh, happy day, oh, happy day. Thank God. I said, I'm going to say, oh, happy day. Oh, happy day when we get to see our Lord and know that He's come. By the way, with all the trouble that's going on in our nation and across the world, there's only one thing that's going to ever solve all the problems and take care of all the situations. That's when the trump of the Lord's going to sound and our Savior returns. Thank God for that. Great to see all of you. I appreciate the opportunity of coming. If you have your Bible, I want to read this morning from the book of Genesis for a little simple thought that God's put on my heart. It goes right along with the Sunday school lesson this morning on the journey of the children of Israel as they've gone down. And of course, and then there's one thing that I think we have maybe somewhat in common with them is they oftentimes would complain. Surely it never happens among us as Free Will Baptists. Amen? And please let me know it doesn't happen here in Unicoi County. All right. Over in the book of Genesis, I'd like to read in chapter number 5 for the scripture reading this morning. Chapter number 5, down at about verse number 18. Verse number 18. It said, and Jared lived 162 years, and he begat Enoch. And Jared lived after he begat Enoch 800 years, and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Jared were 962 years, and he died. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Watch this. All the days of Enoch, by the way, we have our allotted days. We're going to live our time on this earth. But may I say, this doesn't end it when your days have ended on earth. There is an eternity for all of us. It's heaven for the saved, and it's hell for the lost and the unbeliever. But I'm glad this morning I settled the old account. Many years ago. Amen. Fact is, if I live until October, would be 52 years. But I want to say this morning, the most important time of the days of your allotted time is the day that you gave your heart to Christ. Amen. And decided to follow the Lord. It says, in all the days of Enoch were 365 years. But here's the verse that I want to notice with you for a simple thought this morning. And Enoch walked with God. And Enoch walked with God. He was not, for God took him. What a day. What a day. That he had so walked with God, in favor with God. Can I just say that? In favor with God. That one day God took him. But I want to say there's times that his name is mentioned again in the Word of God. That one time being in Hebrews chapter number 11. That book we call the book of the hall of faith of those that had walked in faith with God. But may I say that many times we don't pay attention, maybe somewhat, to the other time that is mentioned concerning Enoch, and that's in the book of Jude. And when you read the verses that's pertaining to what Enoch said, I want to tell you something. He probably was not the most well-liked person in his community or in his time, because he told the people of their sins. Can I just say again, he told the people of their sins. We're living in a time that a lot of people don't want to hear about what really is the problem. And our brother this morning teaching, by the way, when God put the curse, what I call a curse, upon the people because of their complaining, and God sent the serpents, and the serpents bit those, and many died. And then you know the story. They came out and put up the brass serpent on the pole, and those that would look upon it, they lived, and they did not die. And I'm glad this morning, through all of the bad circumstances of what sin does, I'm glad there was a day that a way was made, that when Jesus, our blessed Lord, hung upon the tree and made a way, that you and I one day can leave from this life and go home to be with Jesus forever. Amen. I want to say this morning, I count it a great privilege that I get to walk with God. Amen. And by the way, nobody held a 38 to my head this morning said, "You've got to go to church." I'm glad I chose to be in God's house. And I'm glad this morning, of all the things that we'll do, this is the most exciting moment of our day, is when we spend those times alone with God, walking with God. Amen. Amen. I'm about to have a recess and get happy. Amen. But I praise God this morning that here we find the scripture says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I want to say this morning, there's a few things that that statement means when we say that we're walking with God. First of all, to walk with God, you've got to be separated from a life of sin. And you've got to come out from among the world and be a separate people. Saith the Lord, to walk with God. But I want to say this morning, it's a sweet journey when one day you give your heart to Christ and the Lord brings you out from that life of sin. Then we begin to walk with our Lord. Can I just say this morning, when you walk with God, you get on what's called the highway of holiness. And then we begin this journey with our Lord. And can I say this morning, as I've already mentioned, but this month is 51 years that I've been privileged to preach the wonderful Word of God. And I count it a great blessing and a privilege and an honor. But can I say this morning, it's a great joy to walk with God. Amen. Oh, bless His name. I can't speak for another person in this service, but I'm sure glad and so thankful to God that I have this blessed privilege to walk with God. Amen. Oh, thank God this morning. Can I just say something? We walk with others in life. Sherry and I have been able to walk together for 50 plus years in a life of marriage together. But can I say that those years and walking with her has been such a great blessing and an honor. But I want to say that there's someone that I met that means far more than what I could say concerning Miss Shirley this morning. And that was the blessed Lamb of God. Amen. That when I called upon His name, Amen, He forgave me my sins. And then I begin to walk with Him on this journey that one day, can I just say this, one day it's going to lead us into that eternal bliss to live in His presence forever and forever. and forever. Oh, bless his name. I'm glad we're walking with God this morning. And I want to tell you something. We ought to look like we're halfway excited to be walking with him. But anyway, I love it that we're walking hand in hand with the Lord. We walk with him. Can I say this? When it says that he walked with God, it simply means this also, that he fellowshipped with God. Can I say this morning, you and I that are saved by God's grace, did you all know that we're in fellowship with the Lord? You know what fellowship means? It means a connection. It means that there's a bond. It means that you've been brought in to a family. And can I say that it's a blessing to be here with you this morning, the church family of Marberton Free Will Baptist. But can I say the thrill of it's even greater than that is know that one day you was brought in to the family of God, that you're walking now with God in fellowship with the Lord. And can I say this morning, one of the sad things that I must say, it bothers me that some people have not, have for some reason, fellowship has been broken. Amen. But I want to say this morning, we ought to renew that fellowship, and we ought to know that we have the privilege of walking with God. Amen. Thank God this morning. I'm telling you something. I don't know if I can stand much longer in the same place or not when I think about walking in fellowship with God Almighty. Thank God this morning. We ought to get excited when we think about being in fellowship with God. And he says he walked with God. Oh, bless his loving name. Can I tell you something? It's something about his presence and being able to walk and say we're walking in fellowship with God. Enoch walked with God. Enoch walked with God. Do you remember the two that as after Jesus had rose from the dead, they're walking down this road that's called the Emmaus Road. They're walking down that road. They're talking one to the other about what a sad day it is that they've lost their best friend. But all of a sudden, guess what happens? You know the story. Somebody joined in with them as they're walking down the road. Can I say this morning, isn't it a blessing to know that every day of our lives, we have God that walks with us. Bless his loving name. I just need to tell you this morning that we're not alone. We're not alone. One of the worst things to deal with in life is loneliness. I've met and dealt with a lot of people over the years. And sometimes when those lose a companion, they'll say to me, "Preacher, I've lived some of the most lonely days that I've ever lived. And says I've gone through some of the darkest moments I've ever gone through." And then they'll make a statement like this: "If it hadn't have been for the Lord." Wow! If it hadn't have been for the Lord, I don't know what I'd have done. You know what they're saying? Though I don't have that particular one now to walk with me, there is a friend that I have that walks with me, and he talks with me, lets me know that I'm his own. Hallelujah to the Lamb. What a blessing it is to walk with God. They were walking down the road, and all of a sudden somebody joins in the conversation. And then I love this, when they get ready to turn into their house where they're going, guess who goes with them? Let me ask you this morning, what does it mean for you to be able to say that I walk with God? Can I just say this? He's with Shirley and I as we came on our journey here this morning. And can I say, if God permits, we start back, he'll be with us on the journey. Amen. Can I say this morning that he's with you? If you can say that I'm walking with God, preacher, God's with us. But the Lord went in with them, and then all of a sudden, it's revealed to them who he is, speaking of Jesus. And then as he had departed, the words were spoken like this. They says, did not our hearts burn within us as we walked on the way? I'm going to tell you something. If you have God walking with you, every now and then you're going to get something going on in your life that you're going to say, did not our hearts burn within us? Did not we feel something very special this day? We felt the presence of a holy God. Oh, bless the Lord. No wonder the writer of God said, search out or seek out them old paths. And says, when you find them, walk therein. Because he said, this is the good way. Oh, would you not agree this morning, dear saint of God? This is the good way. I said, this is the good way. Oh, bless this day. If I get about 6 amens, I'd say it one more time. I believe I will anyhow. This is the good way to walk with the Lord. Praise God this morning. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. There was a day I couldn't say that because I wasn't walking with God. But since the Lord forgave me my sins, I can truly say this is the good way, walking with God. Oh, bless the Lord. I'm telling you, brother, I'm about to just have a praise God this morning, walking with the Lord. Hallelujah. Y'all believe in getting excited over here? I know you do. I know you do. I've been to a few of your ball games. I know what you do. I've seen some of you. Dear God, act like you've gone crazy. Squall and holler. Get up and throw your arm in the air. But you said, preacher, that's a ball game. That's exactly right. That's a ball game. I get excited too. There's somebody the other day at church says, if you think he gets red-faced in preaching at church, you ought to see him at a ball game. Well, I do get excited. But I want to tell you something. Nothing. Now listen close to what I'm about to say. Nothing has ever thrilled the inner being of this preacher more so than when I know that I'm redeemed by the blood and that I'm walking with God. Can I say another thing about walking with him? We can walk with him hand in hand along the way. I praise God for that. Every now and then, and I recall back when I was a young boy, and I'd be walking along with my mother, and we'd go up the road about a fourth of a mile to visit my older sister and her family. Of course, she had children that's my nephew and nieces that's far older than I am. But anyway, we'd go up the road to visit. And sometimes we'd be up there and it'd get pitch dark as we're on the way back down the road. And every now and then I'd kind of run out ahead. And I'd move on past the company of my mother and maybe another sibling or two. But all of a sudden, I'd get out far enough ahead that it got so quiet. And then I'd stop running and seem like I'd hear everything that's going on in the woods near me. Man, I'd hear branches breaking. And I thought I did. Maybe probably wasn't a branch broke on the tree. But I thought I heard, and I'd get so afraid. And then I'd begin to see, and there wasn't nothing to see. And you know what I'd do? I'd turn around, and I'd make my way back as fast as I could, back to where my mother is walking in the road. And you know what I'd do? I'd take my hand, and I'd reach over until I felt my mother's hand. And when I felt my mother's hand, boy, I felt a comfort and I felt a peace because I knew that I was in the protection of my mother. But can I say the one that I'm walking with now? There are times and days when all of a sudden I feel so afraid. And sometimes it's almost as though I feel all alone. But I'm glad I know who I can run to. Oh, bless his name. I'm about to run right now. I'm telling you, when I think about who I can run to, I can run to Jesus. And when I reach out, his hand is there. And praise God, can I say this morning, what a blessing it is to be able to say, as it was about Enoch, he walked with God. Praise God unto the Lord. I think we ought to have church while we're here. Amen. Praise God this morning. To walk with God means we have someone that has promised he'll never leave us, never forsake us, but we'll go with us all the way. Then I got to thinking about how that it is in walking with God. The Bible says about Enoch, he walked with God and was not, for God took him. I've thought a lot about this. There's an old preacher I heard preaching one time. He says, I kindly think of it in this manner. He says, one day that Enoch and God was out walking together. And boy, he looked over at Enoch and he says, Enoch, he says, it's time we must, you know, have a little talk about some things. And he says, finally, after the little conversation they had, and the good journey they'd been having together, he says, God may have looked over at Enoch and says, Enoch, it's closer to my house than it is to yours. Just go home with me. Praise God. I'm telling you, it's a blessing to walk with God. Enoch walked with God. It was not, for God took him. I get to thinking about this. Can you picture this, walking with God? One day, you're going to go from here to there. Just the threshold of separation. From here to there. Hey, hey, hey. You all, some of you all not listening to what I'm saying. From here to there. You said, well, preacher, surely it can't be just from here to there. Oh, that's what it is. The Bible said there's only one step between me and death. Is that not what it says? So when we take that one step, guess what it is? From here to there. Praise God. Unto the Lord. If I had a bow tie on, I'd run. Just the cross, the threshold. Think about this. From here to there, walking with God. From here to there, walking with God. I want to say it one more time. From here. If y'all, some of y'all, when that there gets a hold of you, something's going to get to stirring on the inside. And if you don't happen in church tonight, when you get into bed tonight, about midnight, you're going to go, whoa! I'm telling you, from here to there, it ought to bring excitement. I'm telling you, it means this, from here to there, from earth to glory. That's what from here to there is. From earth to glory. Praise God for that. It could be for the unsaved, from earth to hell. And by the way, that was the status of my life one day and your life. But guess what happened? Ain't no guessing game. You ought to know what happened. Thank God Jesus pardoned you of your sins. And you started on a journey walking with God. Walking with God. But I love this. It's either, listen, it's either heaven for the saints from here to there, a hell for the unbeliever from here to there. But let me tell you something else. Think about this. It'll either be gold or fire. I take gold. Somebody said, where'd you get that from? Read the Bible. It says you and I as people of God, we're going to be walking on streets of purest gold. Now, how's that? Somebody said, when does that take place? From here. This is so simple, I'm about to turn a cartwheel. And don't say, go ahead. Gold of fire. A river flowing clear as crystal. Are begging for one drop of water. From here to there. Think about what this is. Walking with God. Boy, I tell you, we'll be so excited. It's eternal life for those of the redeemed, or eternal damnation for those of the unbelievers. Joy and bliss forever for the redeemed, or torment and weeping for the unbeliever. I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad I got this settled a long time ago. And I'm glad I know when the day comes that I go from here to there, it's going to be a happy day. Praise God. I said it's going to be a happy day. I want to close with this little old thought. Shirley and I, when I traveled for 14 plus years with family ministries, we traveled in our vehicle somewhere around 50,000 miles a year. So if you count up those 14 years of that, probably somewhere, I think, about 750,000 miles or so. That's not counting the times we may have been with other people, or every now and then have to take an air flight, get on an airplane, take the flight. That's not counting any of that. I'm just talking about miles that we drove. But I want to tell you something would happen. When we'd be out, sometimes we'd be gone for maybe 2-3 weeks at a time before we'd ever be able to get back to our home in Mountain City. And even during the week, I'd be out preaching on Sunday, even after working at the ministry in the office there. And then Shirley'd pack a suitcase, we'd put it in the vehicle, we'd have a place. We lived on the campus in Greenville, Tennessee. Then we'd come back to our home, have maybe a Friday or Saturday, maybe a Saturday. Then I'd be out somewhere preaching on Sunday, back Monday morning, same old routine, pack up the suitcase and go back. Then sometimes we'd be out on the road, being in different states, be gone for 2-3 weeks. But there's something that would happen when that day came, that we knew that we was returning to our home and head that direction. I want to tell you something. There was a wife of mine in particular that got excited. There was something began to happen. I could see the expression on her face, Brother Gary, that showed happiness, because she knew we were on our way back home. And then we'd be in other states, and we'd cross from one state into the other state, into the other state. But when we'd see that Tennessee sign, welcome to Tennessee, every now and then I'd feel a hand of Miss Shirley reach over and clasp my hand. And she'd say these words, "Don't that feel good?" Just see, welcome Tennessee. But can I say this morning to you and I as the people of God, we're walking with God. Can you imagine one day we're going to see a sign? Amen. Welcome. Oh my Lord. Amen. But all of a sudden, we'd go beyond Tennessee. We'd finally get to the line that says, Johnson County. Boy, there'd be a spark in the eye of my wife. She'd say, oh, Lord, don't that feel good? Then when we'd get on and finally there'd be a sign that would say, Mountain City, Tennessee, city limit. Shirley knew we was in about 1 mile of being home. Then when we get out on Miller Road at 898, turn the wheel of that vehicle and go up that driveway and pull in, hit that remote button, up goes the garage door. We get out of the car and begin to unload. And then finally we get to the place that we finally get time to turn in and get in our bed that we hadn't been in for days upon days. And I remember her saying so many times, we lay in that bed. When we first get in the bed, she'd say, boy, don't it feel good to get in our bed. That's just a little bed we sleep in here. But can you imagine the day? Hallelujah. From here to there. We're going to be home. We're going to see Jesus. We're going to hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We're going to look over at each other and say, don't this feel good? Don't this feel good? Oh, my Lord, folks. And it's all because we have chose to walk with God. Amen. Come, sister, if you would. That's a little message. I hope God spoke to your heart. And I want to say this. If you're not walking with God, as they get us an invitation song, you know what I'd do? I'd make this the day. I'd make this the morning that I start walking with God. One day you'll be so glad you did. But I'm going to ask you, if you're not walking with him, I'm going to ask you to come. And then some of you that may have one time had a close walk with God, but for some reason you've allowed yourself to take the drift and you're not where you ought to be with God, can I say this morning, he loves you. And he'd love to forgive you. And he'd like to reach out his hand to you. And you can reach your hand to him and start this beautiful walk with God. Let's stand together. And I don't know your hearts, but God does. Anybody like to come down for a time of prayer? Sing, Brother Gary. Anybody like to come? Come, come. Anybody like to come for prayer? Come, come. Yes, he does. He does. Anybody like to come? Come. Anybody? All right. Brother Gary, thank you. Thank you. Dear music player, thank all of you for coming. I hope God's done something to encourage your heart. I hope you enjoyed the service well enough that every now and then, even though you didn't do it, you felt like saying amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the preacher will be back tonight, the pastor. He wanted me to announce that this church does have Sunday night meeting. Now, he didn't say that, I must confess. But I wanted to say it. You ought to do your best to walk back with God here tonight. Because he says, forsake not. Look this way. He says, forsake not the assembling of yourselves, especially when we see the day of his coming near him. How many of you believe we're seeing that day now? We're coming. We're getting close. So be here tonight, and I thank you for the opportunity. Sister, good to have you. If we had to make a choice this morning, we'd have the pastor in service or his wife. We choose this morning to take his wife. If you all say that to the preacher, if you tell him, I'm going to deny.
Anybody have anything on their heart this morning? Anything at all? Not to. I'll ask Brother Jim to